The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
We know how to stop Ebola. That's what's happening in Dallas today. That's what's beginning to occur in parts of West Africa. The signs of progress are there, but it is going to be a long, hard fight. Globally, this is going to be a long, hard fight.
All right, so we're talking about Ebola here at the top and all of the panic for various things that are happening, and one doctor who is trying to stop that panic from the CDC, Tom Frieden, his name is, and he says, you know, there's some signs of actual progress here, that we're seeing some marked improvement, and it's going to be fine because they're being bombarded with questions, as there is nothing but questions, really. Let's face it, swirling around something they were very unfamiliar with other than what we're being fed. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know, it's a question you ask yourself. Can you imagine the unimaginable? It's like I said the other day. You know, close your eyes for a second. Think of viruses. Nobody likes to be ill, but nobody likes to be ill with something that they have no idea about, particularly when what they read about Ebola in Africa, I got it, different conditions. It's just so deadly. You know, it's a coin flip in Africa. So here, maybe it's better than a coin flip, but that doesn't make us feel better, because if there were even a mini epidemic, how would that be handled? And that's the part. You know, we're not even talking about one or two people. If it were to spread, that's why that monitoring that was they were so vague about, I think, is so essential. I mean, so incredibly essential. So now experimental drugs, that's what they have Thomas Duncan on. You have a lot of panic for people that are thinking, did they come in contact with them? You had some tutors that were nearby that were concerned, that had no idea what was happening there. And in Spain, by the way, they've quarantined three people to, you know, because of the concern with the nurse's assistant who got Ebola, and they even had to euthanize the nurse's dog because of being in contact with Ebola. So, you know, the journalist is Scott from NBC, the freelancer who's in Nebraska. He's on an experimental drug. And then you have the U.S. military, because what are you thinking? Okay, so all these people who come in contact with Ebola, it's, you know, how many are getting it? It's a numbers game. Every couple of people per 10, in looking at the numbers, you know, that's what we're doing. It's the process of elimination, basically, as to whether or not, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I hate to put it that way, but that's pretty much what we're talking about here. And the military mission, there's lots of questions about the serious health risks that the troops are going to encounter as they head into the epicenter of a ground zero of Ebola. So these are a small group of people who are trained, military medical techs is what they call them, on the ground, and they aren't going to be required supposedly to have any kind of direct contact with patients infected with the virus, but they will have to handle infected blood samples. And the Pentagon said, you know, that could be just as dangerous, if not more, because there we go, bodily fluids, the direct blood. So they have three mobile testing labs that are staffed by three or four techs, and they've been deployed in Liberia as part of Operations United Assistance, the U.S. military's effort to combat the virus. And now there's four more labs that have also been requested in the middle of this. And they say the service members on these small teams are the only people who will be intentionally handling any raw material that could be infected. And supposedly they're trained to take all the precautions, but you can take all the precautions you want, but there's that one little incident that happens. They're even saying themselves with the blood samples just how dangerous that can be, that they test them continually, and that's the way they handle it. But it's serious risk. I mean, you don't have the Rear Admiral John Kirby saying that it comes with serious risk, if not more risk, if it's not a big deal. He wouldn't even stress that for fear that somebody comes down with it and then they have to stand in front of the mics again and explain, but wait a second, you said you were taking every precaution necessary. There is no way to 100% put the clamps on that. 300 troops have been deployed to Liberia. Do the numbers. Another 50 going into Senegal. They're going to be there for a base for the movement of the equipment and people in and out. And the troops in Liberia could total as many as 4,000 because they're talking about 7. Because they know, you just got to put it out. So you got to put this fire out. You got to contain it. 17 field hospitals. They can hold about 100 beds. And then you're going to have civilian aid workers. And then you're going to have other people there, too. And they're going to try to build anything they can build to try to treat this. And with anyone who becomes infected, the caregivers, same thing. You know, the president is actually going to visit the Pentagon on Wednesday. And I didn't realize this. I knew it wasn't very often. But here's something for you. The commander-in-chief, this is only his second visit inside the Pentagon since he took office, when he officially took office in 2009. So he's going to meet with the military leaders there and talk about Ebola, and obviously ISIS, too, would be something that they would be concerned about. So, I mean, and this is a mission that could be up to 1 year. So we have one mission with ISIS that's more than a year, probably. We have this other thing now with the Ebola virus, which is going to be already probably another year. And they're going to burst the budget because already $750 million has been budgeted for the first 6 months. And then eventually it's going to be the same thing. Okay, where is all the jack coming from? Another huge story from the UK, scary story. 4 terrorists were stopped by British police, and they were armed. And when they do the search warrant thing, they're never armed. They were armed this time. It was a serious case of, we want to go and show the world what we can do. And they were planning mass terror in actually beheading people on the streets. They're not saying much about the 4 men, and they're not actually giving too many details about what specifics they were going to do, only to say that. And they're obviously concerned in the UK because you have probably at least 500 different Brits who have gone to join the cause, the Islamic State group, the guys in black. And you have an American who showed up, they think an American, maybe a Canadian, who showed up on a video of a mass execution in Syria. And the FBI is asking for help because it's a 55-minute video, and there are certain mannerisms of this person and the way, the English, the way they speak, that clearly is maybe a Canadian, but probably an American. They're hoping somebody sees it and somebody can shed light on who it is. A couple of great interviews coming your way next. We're going to talk about, speaking of scary things, mass shootings with a forensic psychologist. And we're also going to talk about It's Your Business, the business of getting old, and where are you going to stay when that happens? Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Now, this is something all of you in those nooks and crannies across America, I think, can relate to. We have Dan Lamy with us. He's the chief operating officer at a place called Blue Harbor Senior Living. Think baby boomers. Think what kind of lifestyle for your parents or perhaps yourself and where we're headed in this country. And, man, there is going to be a ton of competition. Dan, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So having said that, I don't have to tell you your business. You've got about 24 properties across the country. I mean, I'm sure ever growing. You realize, you know, where we're headed population-wise. So when you sit down and you're drawing all the pieces up and you're putting them together and the conversations are flying around the room and whatnot, what was key to pulling together Blue Harbor? What was it that you really wanted to be able to offer to the people who could possibly be living in one of your facilities?
You know, I think what we're trying to do to be different is what we call tailored preferences. And what we saw too often in senior living was people not really, their individual needs not being met. They were given meals, they were given bingo and a few other things during the course of the day, but not really tailored to what their wants or interests were, just sort of kind of checking a box for covering the bare necessities for the seniors, but not really trying to push the limits on kind of going above and beyond for the seniors.
Yeah. And so in doing that, I would assume meals. Did you beef up the meals in a different way? Or somebody told me you have like incredible meals at your places, because this was a significant thing to a lot of people.
Well, I started this, started doing this 18 years ago, and the thing we learned early on was we could do everything right, but if we were screwing up the meals, we had really unhappy residents. Conversely, if we were providing a good meal experience, and especially with desserts at the end, we had pretty satisfied residents. So we're trying to not all, only offer them a couple of choices at each meal, but then in what we call an always available menu. So if you don't like the two main entree choices, there's this always available menu. So there's going to be something for you to eat every night that you're going to like.
Very cool. Do you find that in the decision-making process, and of course, everybody's circumstance is different, but a lot of times the children will have some say. Like they're bringing their parents in and it becomes like a family discussion. When you sit down and you talk to people, are often there a lot of other family members included?
Often there are several dynamics involved in the final decision, and it really depends on the type of senior living product. And what I mean by that, we have independent senior living where it's meals and activities but no health services. We have assisted living and we have a memory care. And so if it's involving assisted living and memory care, more often than not, it's the children that are making the decision for their mom or their dad. Independent living, it's still the senior more often than not making the decision for themselves. But, yes, there are always a lot of people involved and usually not always agreeing on what's best for their loved one.
Tell me what memory care is.
Memory care is for people with Alzheimer's or other related dementia. So it's more of a secure environment, but still their own personal space, their own personal apartment. They'll have a dining room and things like that to come out to for meals. So still trying to create as much independence for them as possible, but within a secure environment and with programming specifically for people with memory loss.
Yeah. What did you find as far as, I mean, that's terrific that you offer that, because you also see, and you know this, the statistics are pointing to, unfortunately, so much of that happening, Alzheimer's, et cetera, as fast as the science tries to catch up. I mean, we're just nowhere near that now at this point. So it's great that you've got that possibility too. As far as like what people want to live in, the exterior and all of that, sometimes, and you and I both know this, Dan, I mean, how many times have you gone to places and boy, it just looks so sad. If I could just get a paintbrush and repaint this place or something. But your places look pretty spiffy. Is that also important to keep it really looking nice so, you know, who's ever there feels like they're equally important and thriving and surviving inside?
Absolutely. I think it's very important, the environment that we're creating for them to live in. Again, we're trying to promote their independence as much as possible. But having a beautiful community is very important. And usually what we get, Kate, is when someone comes into our community for the first time, they are surprised or even blown away by how nice the communities are. And we have one in Dallas, Windsor Senior Living, that is a former hotel that was converted to senior living, and it is stunning inside. But most people don't know it until they come in and experience it for the first time. And, yes, that is important to have. Not only a beautiful apartment, but beautiful common areas, including a dining room, and then outdoor grounds where people can go outside and enjoy a courtyard or kind of the outdoors and have those be nice as well.
You mentioned that you have a place in Dallas, Windsor, but what are the other properties? How do you decide where you're going to put your other properties? I mean, naturally, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, Snowbirds, eventually where you're retiring, where do you want to go? And is it in the Sun Belt region or no, that's a misnomer. It can be really anywhere.
Well, there are more in the Sun Belt region for sure, but they are all over the country. We are in really all four corners of the U.S. and Dallas, or in Texas as well. So we have communities in Pennsylvania and New Hampshire, but we also have communities in Florida, Texas, Arizona, and California. So we're pretty much across the country at this point.
Yeah. What's the coolest thing that you offer activity-wise that you think is really neat? I mean, you know, everybody wants to play cards, though, Dan. You know, you have to be good.
Yeah,
you have to be good at cards. I always tell my husband, you've got a long time to go, but you better start learning how to play cards because that's going to matter. So everybody wants to do that, but there's other things.
That's very important. And again, bingo, I think in a senior living community is a staple. If we were to take bingo away, we may have a revolt. But, you know, what I get most excited about are what we call the wow moments. And we had one resident in Scottsdale, Arizona, refer to it as, you know, this was something on her bucket list. And this woman was 87 years old and decided she wanted to jump out of an airplane for the first time. And so she went skydiving, and we have those wow moments all over the country. And we actually encourage each of our communities to have a different wow moment each month for one of their residents and to try and do something that the resident thought they'd never do again. We've had people go horse riding that haven't ridden a horse in 40 years. We had people go whitewater rafting. We had a gentleman in Sacramento who drove 18-wheelers for his career, and he had a terminal illness, but the community had set up for him to be picked up at the community, unbeknownst to him, in a semi-truck and taken to his favorite truck stop where his family and friends were waiting for him for a special meal. And those are kind of the wow moments that we're trying to achieve at all of our communities to really set us apart from what everyone else is doing.
Nice. All right, I like it. Dan Levy, the Chief Operating Officer at Blue Harbor Senior Living, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, thanks for having me.
Wow, interesting to think about that. I love the fact that they have people doing things that they, you know, that were on their bucket list, for example. How cool is that? Because, you know, baby boomers were people that were born during the post-World War II era between 1946 and 1964. So if you look at census numbers, you know, as I said to in the beginning of this, the baby boomer generation is exploding. I mean, it has exploded, and we're coming to that point where many are going to be moving on to their own place, living facilities, that kind of thing. And I love the fact that they offer something to deal with the memory care. As I mentioned, I think it is unfortunately so sad to hear some of the stories, the Alzheimer's stories. I've had a couple of friends who have had to deal with that with actually younger parents, and it was so tough. I mean, but the bottom line is we can't bury our heads in the sand like ostriches. We have to confront it head on, and that number is also growing along with the baby boomer generation and the amount of people that are coming into those gray decades and where they're going to go and what they're going to do. And I think even though you've got, you know, people at that age, who says you can't jump out of a plane when you're, you know, in your 80s? It's all about attitude. I have a friend named Gail whose mother is 90. Gail is 70-something and her mom's 90-something. She lives in Connecticut, and she rides a bike every day. She rides 10 miles every day, putting the rest of us to shame where we struggle to get ourselves up and out and have excuses because we're too tired to get on the bike. Look what she's doing. All right, stay with us. Much more to come next on America Tonight.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Yeah?
Do you want
You see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Here on America Tonight, we've talked about mass shootings in the United States. You know, if you look at timelines, you remember we had one of the victims from Colin Goddard who survived, one of the victims from the Virginia Tech incident that happened, and that was back in 2007, and he described what that was like, how he really actually thought he was dead when he was lying there in French class, but he survived. By the way, if you want to hear that interview, it's on our website, americatonight.net. Under what you missed. And then Sandy Hook Elementary School took our breath away back in 2012, without a doubt. And there have been so many other unfortunate incidents that have happened in the history of the United States. We can go way back to even 1966. In fact, recently someone took me on a tour of the University of Texas and in the tower where Charles Joseph Whitman, who was a former Marine, killed 16 and wounded at least 30 while he was shooting from the tower there on the university. And someone described to me what that was like. We have forensic psychologist Dr. Anthony Napoleon in our virtual green room. He's a trial analyst and a nationally recognized expert in forensic profiling and criminal behavior. Dr. Anthony, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Nice to be with you this evening.
So a new FBI report shows us that mass shootings have more than doubled since the year 2000, and there's been an increase in the number of fatalities in each of these incidents. The New York Times just did a piece on that, a big piece on it. So here's my question. What is it about the mass shootings? Why are they suddenly on the rise?
Well, that's an interesting question that is the proper subject matter of clinical and forensic psychology because of this fact. The incidence of mental disorders in the United States is now at about 1 in 4 people. And of those 1 in 4, about half of those individuals have more than one diagnosable mental illness. Now, mental illness is the end product of biological, psychological, and social cultural factors. And we sort of know that genetics are relatively constant. So what we presume to be occurring is that socioculturally, our psychology is changing, and especially given one particular factor that accounts for the increase in what we call spree killings, and the FBI data, by the way, looked at from the year 2000, but as you aptly note, there have always been throughout history spree killings, but the incidence has increased as our perception of victimhood has increased.
Yeah, it's interesting in looking at that. Why is it so much in describing those factors? What does rage have to do with it? Because that's immediately where so many of our minds go. You know, what triggers that rage? What is it that pushes somebody to the breaking point? Like we saw the guy in Washington that went into the Navy Yard and how sure. awful that was. And that another one that took our breath away and, people injured and killed there. So what is it about that rage?
A good question. The individuals who do survive, and they're relatively few because most ultimately turn that rage inward after they have displayed it in these dramatic confrontations, and they kill themselves. The only thing that prevents these spree killers from killing themselves is an intervention from a police officer. So when we interview these people, what we find are individuals who truly believe deep in their heart, their soul, that they have been victimized. They are victims of social injustice, that they got the short end of the stick, and that they are individuals who always displace the responsibility for their perceived victimhood onto the environment. Now, when you look at what I just said closely, we have to ask, what have we done socioculturally? How have we raised children? What is it about the ambient culture that has increased this perception of I am a victim of social injustice? And when we look at those data, we see a few things have changed dramatically in the last 20 years. The first thing is that there has been a digital media revolution such that anything that happens in our culture can now affect a larger number of individuals. You can be on Twitter, for example, and reach people all over planet Earth. Social media, same thing. This program of yours ultimately is broadcast virtually everywhere on the planet if you know how to access a digital device. So we now, anything that happens, any approach, any clever social engineering technique that occurs can have a broad impact. What are those? What are the social cultural changes? Well, the most important is the notion of social injustice. Politicians, for example, learned and have learned that a very effective way of garnering votes is to convince segments of the voting public that they have been victimized by individuals for various and sundry reasons. The most recent iterations of this, the 99% versus the 1%. Before that, it was the have versus the have not. In the instance of Elliot Rodger, if I can cite one specific example, a case that I know very well, Elliot was a have. He was a rich kid, son of a rich father, but Elliot had been raised to believe that Elliot was special. Elliot was a budding genius. Elliot is God's gift to the world. And, of course, part of that in virtually all cultures is that you should have the most beautiful girl. Well, Elliot Rodger, like the vast majority of these people, in fact, I frankly can't think of one exception, but I say that as a scientist. So virtually all are socially inept. They are deselected males. They are deselected by women in particular and society in general. And they feel victimized. Elliot felt victimized because here I am, raised to believe that I am so special and wonderful, and I don't have these beautiful blonde girls, these other guys, these miscreants. And that's social injustice. And in today's world, we have also taught children to demonstrate in dramatic form. Everything is dramatic, from a candlelight vigil to going before the national press if you lose a child. Everything is dramatic. We protest. We put up signs. Everything is as if. Social media promotes that as well. So we create a population of deselected males who feel as though they are victims of social injustice. And when you're a victim of social injustice, you automatically displace out that anger, that feeling I've been denied. And while politicians are happily garnering votes by promising, for example, that I'll restore social equity, I'll stand up for you, what they're doing inadvertently is they are talking to people who have a mental disorder, who feel as though they haven't been all that, that all of the special trophies they got, all of the times they were told, you're special, you're wonderful, and now they turn out to be average, feel as though they've been victimized. And that is why we have the increase.
Wow. Perfect place to end this, but I had one more quick question. You have like 40 seconds. What do you do, Doc, if you think somebody is going to snap? What can you do?
You follow the New York City protocol. If you see something, say something. And oftentimes people will not respond when you say something because people want to deny. They think that people who act normal are normal. And so you have to keep talking to people, telling people. If it comes right down to it, make a police report, try to reach the parents. If you see something, you need to say something.
All right, excellent advice. Great talking to you, Dr. Anthony Napoleon. Don't be a stranger. We'll have you on under other circumstances, I'm sure, in the near future. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Every once in a while in the world of sports, you look around and no Goliaths are left standing, and that's exactly what happened in the American League this season. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Fans of the Royals and Orioles are ignoring the tag of small market as both teams performed in a big way, sweeping their opponents on the road to the American League Championship Series. This Friday, when the two teams meet for the game, the first one at Camden Yards in Baltimore, someone will make history. The Orioles haven't been to a World Series since 1983, the same year the members of the rock band Kiss showed their faces without makeup on MTV. The Royals haven't been to a series since 1985. That year, members-only jackets were hot. One of the two teams will represent the American League in the World Series. Who cares that the Royals are in the bottom third of TV markets, and the same for the Orioles. Both have payrolls in the bottom half of Major League Baseball. I say tune in anyway to watch history, heroics, and most likely some amazing postseason baseball. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's Sports Shorts. All right, we're heading for the checkered flag. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies. So, members only jackets. Come on, guys. How many of you had a members only jacket? Matt, I can't imagine that you didn't have one, but perhaps your father didn't. It's stuffed in a closet somewhere.
I can't recall for sure. I know I definitely didn't have one.
How about Kiss Without Makeup? That was a big deal, Kiss Without Makeup, because, you know, that you didn't know what they looked like underneath all the stuff that they wore.
That was also before my time.
Yeah, you were just a child of, like, you were an embryo at that point or something. The I know, obviously, Matt is a huge baseball fan like me, and you and I were talking about these games. So, unfortunately for fortunately for some and unfortunately for others, St. Louis goes on. They beat the Dodgers 3-1. And San Francisco wins 3-1. They beat Washington. So now those two teams, once again, are going to go head-to-head for the right to represent the National League. In one way, it was disappointing because we didn't get the fresh blood. In another way, St. Louis, can you imagine if St. Louis wins and they beat San Francisco and KC wins? You got the Battle of Missouri going on.
They'd have a repeat of 85 there.
Yeah. Which is when they were there last.
Exactly, yeah.
So that would be so crazy to see that. And maybe, you know, that could happen, certainly. Kansas City looks good. I think the Kansas City-Baltimore series is going to be really, really good. And San Francisco and St. Louis, you know, throw a quarter up in the air. And, you know, heads I win, tails you lose. It could go either way, I think, in that series, too. I mean, actually, I would pick St. Louis to win it. I don't know.
San Francisco's pitching is pretty good, and they got pretty solid defense, too. I don't know. I was definitely disappointed because I'm a big fan of Bryce Harper. And,
yeah. Yeah.
And I thought it would have been great for baseball. They have those two young, energizing players in the game. And I still don't get why Mattingly benched Puig. I know he hasn't been hitting well, but just a lot of both managers who lost today made some rather peculiar moves throughout the series in Mattingly and then also in Matt Williams, where I thought, especially the Nationals, I felt like they were a better team, and they gave the games away with how Matt Williams managed them.
Yeah, I agree with you, and not using Yasiel Puig I thought was strange, too. Absolutely, even though he was struggling, that could have been the moment where he came out of the struggle. And unfortunately, Clayton Kershaw, he's the guy after 3 days' rest, you won on the mound, and he was looking good, and then he was tagged in the seventh inning. Matt Adams nailed him, and that was it, a three-run homer, and that was your 3-2 win after L.A. had put up a couple of runs. So, unfortunately, that was the end of their season, and Kershaw afterwards was not happy. He said, you know, the season ended. I was a big part of it. I can't really put it into words. It's just bad deja vu all over again. And it was really that.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is the Dodgers have a horrible bullpen. And that was another thing where you have, you know, a couple of good starters, especially with Kershaw, and then you go from him to this bullpen that doesn't really have a lot. I mean, you have Brian Wilson there, who, if it was Brian Wilson from like 2009, then you're thinking, okay, we're all right, but it's not. It's 2014, and Brian Wilson is not the same pitcher he used to be, and there's just not a lot, especially, and then Washington, too, the same thing. They had Soria as their closer. He struggled in the second half, so they moved him to the eighth inning, where he did all right, but not great, and then they have, Soren, I can't remember the guy's name now.
Soren.
Yeah, who was their closer, and he, you know, gave up a lot of runs, too. He struggled. Some of this, too, is just young guys being in the postseason for the first time. And if you look at it, like Bryce Harper blew up this postseason. His first postseason, I think I heard that he was like 2-for-22 or something like that back in, 2012 when they were in it. And this postseason, he comes back and he had two monstrous home runs. And you can tell he's going to be a primetime player.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, so it's interesting, too, because you have the NL West champion Dodgers. They finished the regular season. Their payroll, $40 million higher than any other team, $256 million. And that's it. They're still without a pennant since winning the World Series in 1988. So a lot of disappointment where they thought that it was looking really good once again. Same thing, but, you know, it's never over till it's over. And unfortunately, you could second guess the Kershaw thing because it was his 102nd pitch that he threw to Adams. And he saw that curveball and he just, like I said, tagged it and that was it. So did he leave him in too long or no? Would you have stuck with him? Personally, I think I would have stuck with him.
Yeah, I think the problem goes back to you don't have anybody in your bullpen that you can trust.
Yeah.
If you have a guy, you know, a couple guys that are lights out, if you have a really good holder who, you know, your seventh or eighth inning guy who can get the hold and go to your closer, they don't have either one of those guys. So it's not like you can go from Kershaw, you know, like the back in the days of the Yankees. You know, if you got to about the eighth inning, Rivera's coming in, the game's over. And the Dodgers don't have a guy even close to like that. And so it's I don't know, it's what you do. Do you leave your best pitcher out there and throw a couple more pitches, try to get out the inning, or do you go over to a bullpen that's proven to not be able to handle the job?
Yeah, I think you leave your best pitcher in. I would have done it. I agree with Mattingly. And if people wanted to second guess me on that, I'd say fine. But I would have done that. I think that was the right thing to do. And he wanted him to get those outs, and boy, he could have gotten them. And unfortunately, he didn't. And that's it. And they ran into their wall. So
they also
wasted chances too. They wasted a chance to add on when Ethier. There in that, in the midst of that, who was actually playing in place of Puig was picked off. Yeah.
And that's the one thing I don't get is you have an electrifying player like Puig and he drives some people nuts. I totally understand that. But at the same time, if you're going to tell me like who's one guy that can make a play that'll like all of a sudden get the team going offensively or defensively, you know, have like a triple where he's legging it out or a throw, an amazing catch and a throw from the outfield. That's the guy that can get your team going. And I'd rather have him out there than Andre Ethier, who is maybe the safer pick.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that was a mistake, absolutely. But that's it. The stage is set now, and we move on to who's going to be in these championship series are set. We'll see who's going to now ultimately be in the World Series. And could it be a repeat of what we saw in the mid-'80s, maybe for all of you listening in Missouri? And you may have people that live in different parts of the state. Could it be St. Louis versus the Royals or some other combination? Then there were four after a very long, long season. Any thoughts on the show, you can always send them to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. Thanks for listening.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.